For you who are more visual this morning, I will apologize. I don't have any slides, but I just want to take a few minutes. And in a few minutes, we get to baptize some folks this morning. Lori Ray is going to come, and she's going to be baptized this morning. Jerry Chandra is going to be baptized this morning, and Bio as well is going to be baptized. And so I'm excited about that, and I know they're excited and nervous as well. And so that's all good. But what a privilege it is today to be part of a time of baptism. Last week, we concluded our series in the book of Acts called We Are the Church. I trust you remember that. It wasn't too long ago. And in that book, we saw the story of the church's beginning. And we saw many instances of people coming to faith in Jesus and being baptized. In fact, I can't quite picture this, but on one occasion, 3,000 people came to faith on that day. It says that day, 3,000 people came to faith and were baptized. So it wasn't in something like this. It was like, I think, you know, okay, 1,000 at a time, come on into the water, and, you know, okay, on 1, 2, 3. And I'm not sure how it went, but it was probably a long day, and it was an awesome day. So today, I just want to mention a few things about baptism before we have ours. Water baptism is a significant act of response in the life of a Christian, a response to Jesus' instructions and to his teaching. In fact, in Matthew chapter 3, we see Jesus himself being baptized, and then later on call his followers to follow his example. Matthew 28:19, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Water baptism is something that identifies a person as a follower of Jesus. It's a public declaration or a public testimony, if you will. Not everybody's excited about Baptism Sunday as some of the rest of you all are. But even though it's a declaration and a testimony, and sometimes we say baptism is like a symbolic representation, it's so much more than that. Water baptism is an outward representation of some inward realities. It's an act of faith and response that reflects the idea that the person we once were before Jesus came into our life, it's that idea that is dead and buried, and we're raised as a new creation in Christ. The Bible talks about all of that. And we see that described in verses like Romans 6, chapter 4, that says this, for we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. In Colossians chapter 2, it says this, for you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and with him you were raised to new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead. Baptism is a very vivid and conscious act that's both confirming and declaring of our faith in Jesus and our desire to walk in obedience with him. And so in thinking about baptism, just for a couple more minutes, there are often questions like, well, who? Who should be baptized? Well, we find the simple answer in the Bible. Every person who has repented of their sins and received forgiveness is called upon to be baptized. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, it says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus. And so that's the question of who. Well, the question, why should I be baptized? Why bother doing that? Well, water baptism is an act by which a Christ follower is publicly saying that they've died to an old way of living. Are we perfect? No. Do we still make mistakes? Yeah. Do we still sin? Mm. Do some days in our lives look like the old way of living? But we're baptized. It's an act of publicly saying that we've died to an old way of living and that we're trying to live a new life following Jesus. We're trying to live a new life. following Jesus. It's also a very powerful reminder of God's amazing grace, grace that saves us. Baptism isn't something we do to impress God at all. It isn't something we do to impress God. Rather, it's something to impress on our minds what happened to us inwardly. It's for our benefit, not for God's. And through it, we give testimony to what's happened in our hearts and in our minds and our souls, that God is making us new, that God is shaping us to be more like Him. And so when we think of the why should I be baptized, we find in the Bible that Jesus did it. That Jesus' call is for us to follow His example, that it's a step of obedience, that it's a public declaration of faith, of our walk with God, and it's important to God because He talks about it to us in His Word. And so what about the question of when? When should I get baptized? Well, generally, you don't read of an unbaptized Christian anywhere in the New Testament. Generally, you don't read of an unbaptized Christian anywhere in the New Testament. In fact, the practice seemed to be fairly since confession of faith in Jesus. In Acts chapter 2, we looked at this together. When the people respond to Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost, the first thing he tells them to do, we've already said that, repent and be baptized. We also read down further in verse 41, those who accepted his message were baptized. It was normal. It was natural. Now, I want to be clear about something here. And you know, sometimes it takes studying about baptism in the context of Scripture. But I want to be clear here. We don't believe or see that the Bible teaches, big word coming up here, regenerational. Don't you love that? That's your word for today, regenerational. So we don't practice or believe that the Bible teaches regenerational baptism. That's the idea that you're not really saved until you're baptized. Some folks believe that. For the most part, evangelical churches don't insist or require that a new Christian should be baptized immediately. We don't follow that to be saved, you have to be baptized. We are saved by faith in Jesus. Because of God's grace. Baptism is a call to us. It's something that, well, we've just talked about that. And so as much as we see that baptism closely followed salvation as a public declaration of a new life in Jesus, there are reasons why a person might not be baptized till later. Well, that question of when also answers the question about age. At what age should someone be baptized? Again, I'll just say to you, for the most part, evangelical faith communities hold to the idea that a person should be old enough to have a basic understanding of what faith in Jesus means. And so if a young person understands what it means to follow Jesus, they certainly can be baptized. And of course, that age can vary depending on the young person and their capacity to grasp and understand. Well, there's another question, where? People don't so much care about the where, but it's less of a concern to most of us, but some people are concerned about the location of baptism. And we would simply say where there's water. Where there's water. There's no instruction in the Bible that tells us where we need to be baptized. I love the story. I really love the story of Philip and the Ethiopian that we looked at together in the book of Acts. I don't know if you remember it. Acts chapter 8, verses 36 to 38 says, as they rode along, they came to some water. Doesn't say what. And the Ethiopian said, look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized? And he ordered the carriage to stop, and they went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. Now it's interesting. There's some of the manuscripts of the Bible also add another verse in there. I just read verses 36 and 38. Some manuscripts have this where the Ethiopian says, look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized? And some of them add this verse, you can, Philip answered, if you believe with all your heart. And the eunuch replied, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And so the where, wherever, how? This is a very interesting question. How should we be baptized? Most biblical scholars tell us that immersion was the dominant mode of baptism in the early church. Other forms were also admitted in certain circumstances as they are today and as we will today. Obviously, there are exceptions because of things like accessibility to water, health complications, ability issues. However the baptism of an individual takes place, the fact is that it's a spiritual experience. It's a statement of faith. And the real blessing, folks, of baptism, I think, is discovered more fully in what continues to happen in each one of us as we follow God's word and his will for us each day. And as we submit ourselves to him, I believe that he blesses us in ways that we can hardly even begin to explain or understand. And for some folks, when they follow Jesus' example and call to baptism, they have a feeling of having settled something between them and God, that they've settled something. And so let me encourage you today that if you've not followed Jesus in the call to baptism yet, consider it. We would be honored to talk with you and walk with you through that and celebrate with you in that. Of course, the first thing is that you need to embrace the reality that it represents, a living relationship with Jesus, faith in Jesus. Because without that, water baptism is just getting wet. If you haven't yet come to that place in your life where you've come to faith in Jesus, you can do that right here this morning. You can do that right here this morning. Before you leave here, by just praying and just saying, Lord, you don't get what all this is about necessarily, but you know, I recognize I've sinned and ask you to forgive me and come into my life. Teach me. Help me to know what it means to be a Christ follower. And he will do that. Well, in light of these things today, we have the privilege of witnessing three people being baptized. And as we do that, I just ask that you would pray for them and pray that God would continue to be in him. Father, thank you for your word that encourages us, that teaches us. Thank you that sitting right here in this place as we gather together, Lord, if there's anyone that has never come to that place of accepting you as Lord and Savior and just walking in faith with you, that we can do that just as we gather together. God, I know we can do that anywhere. But Father, there's something special about being together and gathered here. And so, Lord, I just pray you'd be with us. Lord, help us to be refreshed and renewed even in our commitment to walk with you, to live for you today. We ask it and thank you in Jesus' precious name.